99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. I have to do this. Turn it up. On demand.
A couple weeks ago, we spoke to a listener who had an opportunity to buy her in-laws' house, she and her husband, the house that he grew up in. They've lived in for 30 years, like $50,000 under market value. Really good deal.
Which is huge in this market.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a really good deal. But
yeah.
It came with really big strings attached, like, hey, don't fix anything. Don't renovate anything. Don't change a thing.
Yeah, including that hideous yellow carpet that is all throughout the house. So we have an update for you.
Okay, I'm ready. What did she decide to do?
All right, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly. Oh, boy. Get ready for fireworks. You and your listeners were great. So after you discussed our situation, my husband and I decided to talk to his parents about the house. I still thought it was a bad idea at the time, but we liked the house and wanted to first try some honesty. We would just tell them we really love their offer and think it would be perfect, but we'd really like to make it feel like our own. So update
is really reasonable.
Yeah. She writes, so updates would have to be made. His mom told us she just couldn't stand coming over and it not feeling like home.
Oh, no.
We're like, you would always be welcome, but it would be our home, okay. Not yours anymore.
Okay.
She didn't like that answer.
Oh, boy.
So we left it and talked to them again a couple days later and said we'd pay market value for the house, but just want the opportunity to make some slight adjustments. I remember that was like a suggestion from several people that were like,
it was,
hey, you know, don't take the $50,000, like,
price reduction,
right?
Sale price,
right. Don't take the sale price. Just take it at market value and say, hey, listen, we're just going to buy it on our own.
Yeah.
And
we'll give you more.
Yeah, exactly.
Just let us do what we want.
My father-in-law refused to accept full price. And so that didn't work either.
This is getting awkward already because, like, just the sheer fact that the in-laws know they want to change things, I think, is probably painful for the mother-in-law.
Yeah. So she writes, at this point, I've got Kelly in one ear saying, don't do it. It's too much trouble.
Oops.
And Ben in the other saying, just buy it. Then make your changes.
We're literally the devil and the angel on her shoulder.
Yeah. Sorry about that. She says, in all this, we both realized we really wanted this house. It would be perfect. It's got great space and in a great neighborhood. So we regrouped and met his parents for dinner. We both agreed that if we did this, we're in this together and one of us couldn't chicken out. So we tell them we talked it over and want to purchase the house from them for the price they're wanting. Immediately, his mom wanted us to assure her that we weren't going to go changing everything.
Gosh, she's really a stickler.
Yep, my husband just smiled and told her that she didn't need to worry about that.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
She looked at me, and I almost started laughing.
Oh.
But just told her, we're so happy this is going to work out.
Oh, no.
What we didn't tell them is we already have the contractor picked out and the money we're saving on the sale of the house, we're going to take that and remodel the kitchen.
Oh, wow. Oh, that is a lot of change.
I know she's going to be mad, but I'm living with myself because we didn't lie to her and she'll get over it. Plus that hideous carpet will not last a week there once we take ownership.
Oh, wow.
So, like I said, fireworks are coming. But we're happy and think we're not producing irreconcilable damage to the family. Thanks, guys.
Okay, so they have confidence that mother-in-law will get over it.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope they're right.
Oh,
because
my gosh.
From what they have given us, it doesn't sound like mother-in-law is considering any sort of change.
No.
To be okay and acceptable in any sort of way, because she has mentioned it many, many, many times.
Yes.
Over their conversations about it.
Yes.
Oh, no.
We might.
It is not going to feel like home with a new kitchen unless maybe she, well, no, you know, here's the thing. If it's so fabulous that mother-in-law can't not acknowledge how fabulous it is, then do you think she's going to be jealous and want to move back in?
Here's
and,
what like, you do.
Regret selling the house to them?
You take the hideous carpet and you put it in the guest bedroom for when his parents come to visit. And you put all of the old relics.
Nostalgia
in one room, in the guest room, and it can be your nostalgia room, and they can stay there. And
old kitchen cabinets over there.
I'm just saying.
Old carpet there.
We're going to need a third update in a few months after they take ownership. Wow.
I need to know mother-in-law's reactions to the renovations.
All right. Thank you so much.
I'm going to need that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the update.